Thank you very much, Mr. President. And my country would like to thank you and your team for this excellent preparatory work ahead of the fourth review conference. And I would have some general comments on the action plan as well as a small comment on this section on guiding principles, if you allow me. First of all, we positively welcome your efforts regarding the measurability in the action plan, as well as the importance given on the collection and the use of concrete data. We believe this is very important. Only accurate and up-to-date data can guarantee the implementation of the most effective measures to meet the needs of mine-affected populations. We also welcome the strong emphasis on the importance of national ownership in the plan, as well as the recognition of the nexus demining, sustainable development, and humanitarian assistance and peace and security. We very much support that approach. We transmitted to your teams our suggestion to link specifically the indicators in the plan with their corresponding actions for greater clarity. We have sent to you a concrete proposal in this regard, with a proposal to link the action items with the indicators in a table in annex of the action plan. And we believe that this increases the overall intelligibility and readability of the plan. And we would also have some questions about these indicators that, according to my delegation, can be further clarified. For instance, when we speak about the number of state parties, do we speak about affected state parties, other types of state parties? Do we speak about a number or a proportion of them? Some clarification would be beneficial. And then we would also suggest the addition of a sentence in the last chapter of the introduction to stress that although we do understand that it's important to measure, to have a sort of collective measure of the implementation of the convention, we're of the view that it should also be made clear that states parties are encouraged to provide detailed information in relation with the specific objectives in the action items. And so we would suggest to add the following sentence: states parties are encouraged to provide detailed information allowing the accurate assessment of the fulfillment of the present action plan. Then when it comes to the section on implementation, we believe that action six, which is about integrating anti-mine action in broader policies, deserves a proper indicator. And so we would suggest the following indicator: the number of states that report on strengthened partnerships and coordination between the mine action community and the wider humanitarian development and human rights community. Thank you very much.